And our telephone lines, they are open for you here at the station. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, all you got to do is pick a phone, give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Speaking of giving us a call and making a connection with Claus Financial, another way to reach them, of course, is calling the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. The website, ClausFinancial.com. That's Claus, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And joining us this week, I think I had a problem with saying that last week as well, C.J. Claus and Forrest Ross. C.J., how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really well. Did I have a problem? I think I had that same problem.
I think you did.
I did. I'll work on that during, we've got next week off with the holiday, but I'll work on it over time. Great to talk with you, my friend. Forrest, welcome back. How have you been?
Thank you. Been doing wonderful.
It's great to have both of you along. Forrest, great to have you back on the program. Of course, don't forget, if you miss any part of today's show or you want to listen back or share, you can always head on over to ClausFinancial.com. The podcast is available there right online. You can also learn more about Claus Financial. They're separate divisions. You can learn more about the team at Claus Financial. Also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, that all available to you at ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Since we've got Ross along, I'm guessing we're going to be talking retirement plans. We're going to get to those details in just a moment. But first, before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's show. Of course, each and every week, we do the Claus Quiz Question of the Week, and this week will be no exception. A chance for you to win a $25 gift card to Red Robin a little bit later on in this program. Listen closely. Typically, both the question and answer to the Claus Quiz Question of the Week come up during the program. And looking back at last week's show and last week's Claus Quiz Question of the Week, let's take a look at what the question and answer from last week's show was.
Yeah, first off, thanks to everyone for listening each week and for participating in our Claus Quiz Question of the Week. It's kind of a fun little thing we came up with a number of years ago to both drive engagement and to help people win some prizes. So last week, our question was, at what age can Americans normally qualify for Medicare coverage? And it was a multiple choice question. We said, is it age 65 or 67? The correct answer was age 65. And our winner from last week was Linda of Sauk City, Wisconsin. So you too can be a winner. Just listen closely this week. And at the end of the program, Sean will read off our question for this week.
You have a chance to win, again, a $25 gift card to Red Robin with the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. So this week, I know we're going to be talking about some ideas for folks. Maybe you own a business, have some employees, and of course, they want to retire, provide retirement benefits for. What, CJ, can we learn today?
Yeah, so every week our topics on Money in Motion typically are for the benefit of individuals trying to plan out their own retirements. And really, I should say individuals or families. However, we do also realize that some of our listeners own companies and are constantly in the throes of either creating or managing a retirement plan for employees that hopefully is not only cognizant of cost, but also works to incentivize the employees that you employ to stay with your company for many years. So with us today, as you already heard, is Forrest Ross. He is our Director of Retirement Plans. And so Forrest is going to kind of go through some of the things he's observed over time, some of the critical elements that employers should be thinking about in establishing their company-sponsored retirement plans, or what are known as employer-sponsored retirement plans. So Forrest, can you give us a starting point for employers who are listening about some important things to make sure they have in place for their employees?
Yeah, thanks, CJ. And for those people that are listening today that are perhaps owners of a company, or perhaps in leadership positions in a company like a controller, HR director, or CFO, you know, we understand that you want to reward your employees for their hard work and time and talents that they give your company. And a part of that is providing them with a competitive benefits package. And a piece of that benefits package is usually a 401k plan. And Today, I just want to highlight a couple of important things for you as what we would call the plan sponsor or employer should be thinking about if you want to have a successful retirement plan for your employees. And the first thing I want to mention is plan design. Plan design is really important, but there's lots of flexibility in plan design. And what I'm talking about, what I'm really talking about is, when are employees eligible for the plan? What type of investment options are available in the plan? Is there employer contributions? What kind of distribution options are there? Again, there's a lot of flexibility around these topics, but it can make a big difference in whether people really take advantage of the benefit plan or not, depending on how they're structured. For example, auto enrollment is a feature that we've seen become very popular just in the last couple of years. And it's a really good tool because what the auto enrollment feature does is an employee, once they're eligible for the plan, will automatically be enrolled in the plan at a predetermined contribution rate unless they opt out. So the default is they're going to be enrolled in the plan unless the participants opt out. And what we see is that makes people get into the plan sooner, participate sooner, and also participate at higher rates, which leads to them having a larger balance down the road. Another area that I want to talk about here is just the cost of a plan. There are costs associated with operating a plan, administrative costs, investment costs, and those costs can be paid by the employer or passed along to the employee. Again, you have lots of flexibility with how those fees are paid. But it's important that a plan sponsor, employer, benchmark those fees and expenses from a fiduciary standpoint to make sure that they're reasonable. So compare your fees and expenses compared to other plans of similar size, usually every 2 to 3 years, again, to make sure that those costs are reasonable. But also, it's interesting that there have been some recent legislation that has allowed for tax credits to be available to employers that are either starting new 401k plans or for employers that add certain features. For example, at auto enrollment that I mentioned earlier, if you have an existing retirement plan today and you add that auto enrollment feature, you actually could be eligible for some tax credits for up to 3 years.
Wow, that is really good news to hear. Really great information from Forrest Ross and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. So, Forrest, if I'm an employer, how much should I consider then contributing to the retirement plan?
Yeah, so this is an important area for employers, plan sponsors to really consider very carefully. And let me start off by saying you're not required to provide an employer contribution. You can set up a 401k plan and only have it set up so that employee contributions go into it. However, we would say that if you really want to provide a good benefit for your employees, you should consider some type of employer contribution. And those can really take two different primary ways it can be implemented. The first one is through what we would call a 3% non-elective contribution. So with that particular provision, an employer is going to make a 3% contribution of wages for all eligible employees, and the employees are going to get that contribution whether they make any of their own contributions to the plan or not. The other common feature is through what we would call a matching formula. And there's lots of different matching formulas that you can have in 401k plans these days. But the bottom line is that an employee doesn't get the employer contribution unless they put some of their own money into the plan. So, for example, a very common matching formula would be 100% of the first 3%. So what that means is that if an employee contributes 3% of their wages every pay period, then the employer is going to match that dollar for dollar with another 3%. So, but if the employee does not contribute, then they're not going to get any of that matching contributions. They have to put some of their own money in to get that matching formula.
Talking this morning with C.J. Kloss and Forrest Ross. They are retirement professionals from Kloss Financial. Of course, you can learn more online, 608-442-5637. That's 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Join us on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you right on the air with C.J. and Forrest as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial is here for you. And CJ, I know you've got some questions you want to ask as well, don't you, CJ?
Yeah, you know, as Forrest was just kind of talking through that prior section, what a lot of employers will hear about is, well, I've heard if I set up a 401k plan, there's complications around testing and highly compensated employees. And if I really want to benefit some of my salespeople, then they end up getting money back at the end of the year. So they've heard these nightmares of the testing that occurs. Not everybody, but some have heard this. And so what Forrest was referencing there prior is that often these matching formulas or 3% non-electives, these can fit into what are called safe harbor contribution formulas. And by building your plan this way, and when we say building your plan this way, building it with the assumption that you are doing this to incentivize people to stay with your company and to give them a good benefits package. If you build it the right way, then you typically pass the majority of the testing automatically. If you don't, then the testing gets challenging. Because if you say, hey, well, I just kind of schlepped together a 401k plan. If you guys want to contribute, you can. The problem can be if the wrong people contribute, the wrong people being only the highly comped, then they do a testing and not everybody can contribute maximum. Sometimes you have money going back to people and it becomes a bit of a mess. So this is where people like Forrest can be a huge benefit to employers, because he will help you build a plan in the right way so that then, number one, you're incentivizing people the right way, but number two, you don't end up with a mess at the end of the year when they go to do the testing. They call it the ADP testing. But okay, there you go. Now, I know that, Forrest, there's many fiduciary considerations as well for employers in the administration of these plans. So what should employers know about their fiduciary duties?
Yeah, so as a plan sponsor of a 401k plan, there's really several things that employers should be thinking about from a fiduciary standpoint. And the first one is that as far as the investment options that they're offering in the plan, it should be a diverse list of different investment choices that participants had to pick from. There should be large cap, small cap, international funds, bonds, target date funds. Again, participants need to have the ability to build out a diversified portfolio. But then also, and more importantly, the plan sponsor, from a fiduciary standpoint, is required to oversee and manage and monitor those investment options and make sure that they're performing up to a certain benchmark or standard. And if a fund option is not doing what it's supposed to do, then it may be removed and replaced with another investment fund option of similar risk or investment category. So it's also important that when a plan sponsor is managing and monitoring these investment options, that they're doing it from a frame of mind that they're doing it for what's the best interest of all employees. They're not just doing it from the side of, well, this is what's best for us as management or as a certain select group of employees. You need to do what's best for all employees or all participants of the plan. And next, I want to touch on employee engagement. You know, as an employer, if you're taking the time and effort and energy to provide a 401k plan to your employees, you really want to make sure that they're appreciating that benefit, taking advantage of it, and really engaging in a way that they can hopefully successfully plan for their futures. So financial education is really a very important piece of that puzzle. And we really believe that the financial advisor is an important part of providing that financial education. And that education can be in the form of workshops, on-site visits where they're meeting one-on-one with your employees, podcasts, videos, a lot of different things can be provided. But it's important that the financial advisor is reaching out to your employees and connecting with them, no matter where they are in their careers, no matter if they're just starting or if they're getting close to retiring. It's important that you're able to connect with them at any point in their careers and really engaging with them to make sure that they can plan for their futures and just really have a successful nest egg built up for them when they're ready to retire.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Forrest Ross and CJ Kloss. Again, they come to us from Kloss Financial. You can learn more on KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial, the team, their separate divisions that they can help you, or if you're an employer, different areas they can help you out. Again, just head on over to KlossFinancial.com. Also, while you're there, scroll down, find a little envelope that says Stay Current. You can subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic weekly email. It's got a link to the most recent podcast, also some data, a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Just head on over to KlossFinancial.com to sign up and subscribe for that. The telephone number for Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. So employer-sponsored 401k, how popular, how common are they in the United States? We're going to get some of those details next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here. 1310 WIBA. Joined by our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Forrest Ross. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Talking this week about employer retirement plans and what needs to go into them and some of the planning that goes into them. And Forrest, just before the break, we started talking a little bit about if you're as the sponsor of one of these, some of the duties that are there. What about just kind of the commonality of these employer sponsored 401k plans in the United States? How common are they, and what do we need to know when it comes to changes? Secure 2.0, that act I know changed a lot of things. Does that have an effect on your retirement space plan? Your plan in retirement space, excuse me.
Yeah, thanks, John. So to answer the first question, right now in the United States, about 4 in 10 workers have access to a 401k plan through their employer. And it's interesting that really industry people would say that's not high enough. We need to work to get that number higher. That's why you're seeing some legislation passed and these tax credits to encourage employers to actually provide more of these plans to employees. And it's interesting that some states are actually mandating that employers provide retirement plans to their employees. For example, Illinois, just to our south, they have a state mandate that says that if you're a company that has more than 5 employees and you've been in business for 2 or more years, that you either have to provide your own company retirement plan or you have to opt into the state plan. So we're seeing more and more of these. About 12 states right now have those type of requirements. So it's important that we start making it available to more and more people even. In terms of the answer to the second question, there have been a couple of different legislative packages that have passed in the recent years. One is Secure Act, and then the other one is Secure Act 2.0, which was passed in December of 2022. And through these two different legislative packages, there were over 90 provisions in them that were designed to modernize the retirement system, promote additional savings, ease some of the administrative burdens with providing these plans. But some of those provisions are required and have to be adopted, and some of those provisions are optional, and the plan sponsor has a choice to either include them in their plan or not. So that's why it's important that an employer or plan sponsor have a group of trusted professionals that they can lean on, like a third-party administrator, record keeper, financial advisor, a team that can help them wade through all of these choices and help them determine which ones should we implement for the benefit of our employees. Because really, at the end of the day, ultimately, what an employer is trying to do is they're trying to provide this important benefit to their employees to get them to engage, to think about their futures, set aside some money so they can grow a nest egg for their future retirement.
Really nice thing to offer for employees from their employers. And of course, making sure that all the steps are being followed properly. Very important stuff. As we talk with Forrest Ross and CJ Kloss, our retirement plan professionals from Kloss Financial, the website KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number 608-442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up the next segment, we'll talk a little bit more about employers and maybe looking to review or revamp retirement plans. We'll get the details from Forrest and CJ on that. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question League. All of that next here on Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, joined this week by CJ Kloss and Forrest Ross. Of course, the website for Kloss Financial, it is KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about employer-sponsored plans and some of the things when it comes to benefit plans that employers need to know about. And Forrest, if you're an employer looking to review or revamp your retirement plan for your employees, how can they find out about your services?
Yeah, so you could start by either just making a call or email to our office here at Kloss Financial in Fitchburg, or visiting our website is another great way to get started. But we have a whole team of people here and a lot of tools and resources available that we can help you really review what you currently have and decide if there are any things that maybe should be added or changed to your plan to make it more successful and beneficial for your employees.
Great opportunity there as we talk with Forrest Ross and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Speaking of making contact, their telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the office number 608-442-5637. The website KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Great website and great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. And of course, as we talk with CJ and Forrest, people are reminded, oh yeah, you've got the Kloss Quiz Question Week. Absolutely have one this week. A chance for you to win a $25 gift card to Red Robin. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You then have 30 minutes from today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize. Again, the $25 gift card to Red Robin. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this: true or false? The two most common forms of employer contributions into a 401k plan include non-elective 3% contribution or a matching formula. True or false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Red Robin. And don't forget, that is Kloss Financial's office number right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. CJ, Forrest, always great chatting with both of you guys. Enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
And news comes your way next year on 1310 WIBA.